What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back at it, the Patrick Gale Show, episode 17. You see Coach with the background, his specially made background. Coach, may step his game up.
Step it up. Yeah, step it up.
What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
I'm excited, Mr. Boss Man, because I'm talking to a guy that's in that blue and gold, my man. Looking good.
Oh, Coach, I'm preparing myself for prospect camp next week, Coach.
Yes, sir. We're excited. I actually talked to a couple of prospects last night and this morning. We're very excited. Very excited.
Now, Coach, for those who have not signed up yet for Prospect Camp, how can they sign up for Prospect Camp between now and next Thursday? How can they get involved with what you and Coach White are going to be doing down there next Thursday night, man?
You go on either X or if you go on Instagram, ASU Golden Rams MB, you can sign up on our camp through our link. Very easy. Or you can email Coach White, adrian.white@asurams.edu, and he can send a direct link to sign up. And we do have some spots available. Going fast. This is really the last 2 weeks leading up to camp. Really is kind of the hectic week, so it's going fast.
And Coach, for you, man, how fun is it being with you and Coach White to make these camp practice plans or camp drill plans? I know that's a big part of camp is deciding what you're going to do after camp, how you're going to instruct at the camp, how you're going to set it up. So how fun has that been for you, Coach White, to get set this up knowing it's just this close to happening?
Fun. You know what's funny, JR? This time of year, it's fun because this is skill development time. Everybody knows any real player, you get better over the summer. So I love to work with the young men, the high school recruits, This is fun for me. I know I'm excited. Coach White's excited. This is what we do. You know, if anything happens to me at my current institution, you can catch me in the gym working somebody out. It doesn't matter what age. I've coached literally every age group leading into college. So this is fun for me. I'm excited. I always like to, do things with my young men postseason and see how they improve. So I'm excited to bring some of those new things, new skills to these prospects.
No doubt, coaching, kind of go back to the team here, coach. As you had your interviews with the players, did you give them, like, a list of things they should work on while they're at home to kind of so they kind of know they're working out, things they should be doing for skill development, lifting, strength-wise, so they can come back to school ready to go when school starts again in August, so they're not so out of shape to have to start from scratch with them, bump up somewhat?
I won't tell you all our secrets, but we actually work with a third party that does analytics for us. Shout out Hoop Analytics. He did some help with us, like you help us, and we actually gave every player that's returning a report in my exit meeting. So not only do they know what they need to work on, they have the statistical analysis to show this is why you need to work on what you need to work on. And then our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Sharp, shout out to him. He gave us our strength and conditioning plan right before they went to summer break. So they know exactly what they got to work on. Our new guys coming in have checked in with me, so they know exactly what they need to work on as well. And one of the things I'm excited about is I do Zoom sessions with our new guys and returning guys just to show them on film what they need to work on. Whether they play for me or not, they have some type of film out there, even high school. So I'll show them a couple of things that they need to work on and what, we're looking forward to for next year.
No doubt, coaches. The work is everything, coach. The work is everything.
Everything. One thing about our program, it may not look it on the court, but they're prepared. They're always going to be prepared. I do not get upset with young men if I don't prepare them. So I put a lot of work and onus on myself and Coach White. And Coach White actually went through every single possession of our season and charted it and showed, either it was a turnover, if it was a and one, if it was a made field goal, every single call that we call. So we kind of know now what going into next season, what works as far as our play calling.
And yes, I can vouch for that. Coach White does a good job on the board. Even at Clark at Morehouse, he was on the board getting stuff ready. The guys were prepared. You knew who the matchups were, you knew what the play calls were. So the young men were prepared. Just know that.
We're late, JR. When you were sitting on the bench, there was nothing that you saw that surprised you, correct?
Nothing.
Personnel or plays. I was even shouting out plays. You were probably shouting out some plays
I was,
directly
coach. I
saying
was.
you. And actually, come to think of it, I do recall you telling me, "Hey, coach, that set that they run, this is what they do out of it." So now the guys are prepared. The one thing I can say is we take pride in that. And Coach White was a head coach. A lot of people don't remember that Coach White was a head coach not only at the college level but also at the postgraduate level. So Coach White knows what he's doing.
Yes, very prepared and so prepared that when we executed the game plan, we came back and got the lead. So it's so.
Good start, Tom JR. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You
Coach,
know?
coach, and coach, we had it though. Like I said, I was calling out stuff, charting and card, calling out, come over here, hands getting the gap. So, coaches was a
Hey,
push.
JR, Coach White called a set when we needed a basket, and our leading scorer had a wide open shot out of that pin down, and he didn't shoot it. And do you recall what his response was when he said he didn't shoot it, JR?
Yes, I do, coach.
Okay. And was that response warranted or was that response satisfactory to you and all
It
the
was not.
preparation we did? Thank you. So for all those who want to judge coaches, I read judges this morning. I got to drop a Bible a verse. So for all those who judge coaches, we go with the Lord because we're coaching young men. And sometimes young men don't always follow what we give them. But at the same time, we will never take credit for any win. And we will always take the responsibility and accountability for all the losses. So that's all on me. Because like I tell the young man, and you were a witness, maybe I didn't explain it or show it enough or give it enough. That's on me.
As Coach Matt Henry always say, we win together, we lose together.
That's right. So that's right.
He will say, Coach, even though you were a blankety blank, we're going to take it together.
Well, at the end of the day, it was good because that same said player said the same thing after the game. Said, Coach, you know what, you guys, it's either right before we go to the bus or the next day in film session. Coach, I don't know what I was thinking. You were right. But at the end of the day, like you said, we win together, we lose together. So, you know, and the good thing is when we go back, you know, I hear Coach watching film and talking to the screen. I'm, you know, doing – I got to just get up and walk away sometimes watching film from last year. But we have to do it. It's painstaking, but we have to do it.
And I don't think this fan understand it. Like, you know, it's sometimes not about the results, about the process.
Right.
And correct. I know the result, Albany State fans, might not be what you want. But the process is A+. And I can vouch for it because I was immersed in it. And at the same token, Coach Gale, it triggered me because, like, it comes back to you. Basketball don't leave you. You know what I'm saying? Which made Coach McHenry so happy. I said, Pops, all the stuff that I hate you to in a while. But on that, when I got in Panther Arena or the Epps Gymnasium, it all came back to me. Like clockwork, Coach.
JR, the biggest thing that I want people to know, coaches work really, really hard, a lot harder than you think. And a lot of times we actually coach for disaster. We coach for chaos. We don't go into any game thinking everything's going to be just like we practice. But darn it, we put a lot of those grenades in practice and chaos so that they can get used to, you know, how to respond. But at the end of the day, you cannot. We've lost some games on the free throw line. That's got nothing to do with coaching. You cannot predict how a young man's going to respond to pressure and adversity. But you can prepare them, and you can continue to build them up. So, again, all the losses put on me. I will never say that we lost the game because of what our players have done. And I will never take credit for any wins. All the wins that we've had, our guys have made plays. And we've won some games, you know, the same way we've lost some games.
No doubt, Coach. Like you said, Coach, it's just like I fancy to understand about how it really works. Because let me go, they get kind of in box scores, winning losses, but a lot goes into it. And I've been fighting that fight, you know, on the NBA level as well, trying to tell fans, like, it's not what you think. When you're trashing Lloyd Pierce or trashing Nate McMillan, do you really know what's going on here?
Awesome coaches. Those are awesome teachers, awesome coaches. See, coaches know what to watch. First of all, you know, let me give a little education, JR. We watch the bench. Coaches watch the bench. Coaches watch body language. I watch the guys that don't play, not the guys that are dressed that don't play, the guys that can't play because they don't have the uniform on. I watch their body language. And I'm not talking about when there's a great play in N1. I'm talking about when there's an assistant coach standing up, relaying a call or relaying a coverage. I watch to see if the player that's not playing, is he doing the same thing? Because, JR, what do I say on my bench? If you're not engaged in the game, I don't need you on the bench. Go sit in the stands. So I watch everything. That's a part of winning. You know, winning is not just about, you know, one person. It's literally everything. And when we lose, I look at everybody, at the trainer, you sitting down there, everything. I look and go back at everything because I'm the one that has to make that decision. And I have to say, hey, did I make the right decision or did I say or give enough information? Because at the end of the day, as it should be, everybody looks at me. And trust me, they have been pointing to me as they should.
No doubt. But coach, now I'm there, the bitch would never be quiet. You know, that was my
part. No, sir.
That's part of my job. Keep them engaged.
No, sir. And you know what's funny? I observe everything. I block it out because I get heckled a lot, especially in the SIAC. I get heckled a lot. But you know what? I'm proud to say I've had a lot of people in the stands come up to me and say, coach, wow, y'all know what y'all doing. That's a great job. Great job, coach. Sometimes they don't even say anything. They just look at me and nod their head, and I already know what they're saying. So at the end of the day, our guys are always prepared. Our guys will always play hard and fight, and that's all you could ask for.
No doubt, man. And, you know, so like, people talking about Rick Carlisle's decision in game one, I understand it, but Pascal Siakam was late off the screen, so he couldn't foul him right away. So he probably was going to foul him, but he could because he's on screen late. That's not Rick Carlisle's fault. And Siakam made the decision. He's going to go up for motion. If I touch him, it's a 4-4 play. So, yes, the issue was should have called a timeout in the inbounds. It wasn't Siakam not fouling because he was late off the screen, which that happens. You're late off the screen sometimes, whatever. So it was the timeout piece, coach, that was the issue, not so much what Siakam did, because he was going to foul, but he was late, so he couldn't do it. So he had to let him shoot. Not give him 4-4-4-4 play.
I'm going to tell you what coaches will always say. How many is 12 minutes each quarter in the NBA, correct?
Yes.
So it's 48 minutes in an NBA game, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that sequence that you're talking about, how long was that?
A few seconds.
Okay.
It was 47 other minutes left in that game.
So you mean to tell me that, and yes, every possession matters, but for them to have the lead at that point, for them to only have to inbound the ball and make some free throws on the road after winning a game seven, you mean to tell me the coaching staff had nothing to do with that? My thing is, if I tell you where this new, nice, beautiful house is and I give you the keys, and then I call you 24 hours later, how you enjoying the house? Oh, nah, man, I didn't make it to the house. It ain't my fault. You can open the door and go in. You know what I mean? But, yeah, there'll be some people trying to keep you at that house. But if I give you the keys, you got to get in the house. That coaching staff has done a great job. They've done a great job all season. Those are the best athletes in the world. First of all, it was a great play for Siakam not to foul, because his momentum was going into Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown paused, thinking he would get contact, and then he made a tremendous shot. You got to tip your cap. And then in overtime, it's 0-0. So Boston, you know, did their thing because of their depth and because they're at home. You know, I give those coaches – first of all, if you're coaching now, this late in this season, you've already done a tremendous job. So kudos to all coaching staffs, you know, that are coaching now at whatever level.
No doubt, coach. And coach, that's the battle I have with my my friends who don't understand basketball coaching. Because they
remember, JR, they're just fans. So at the end of the day, they're gonna listen to whatever is told to them, you know, at time after time after time. They're not taught to look at the film, look at the possessions, you know, look at everything. I guarantee you, everybody on the court that was wearing gold was told, hey, if you feel like you can't get it in, we got a timeout. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what did I say earlier? You never know how young people, young men, even professionals are going to respond to adversity or pressure. But at the end of the day, for them to even be in that game because of what they did the game prior with going in the most raucous arena, MSG, and to win that, you tip your cap off to them. So guess what? If you're watching, that's why I said kudos to whoever's coaching or playing right now, because if you're watching, you are a fan.
No doubt. And coach, that's why I go to the barbershop early in the morning, because I can't take the bad taste, coach. I can't do it.
Well, again, I'm going to – again, I read Judges, and if you read Judges, it's a lot about – I will trust the Lord even when it looks like I'm walking into my death. So the coaches that really do a great job, I pray for you guys. You guys love coaching, you guys love mentoring, leading young men or men, you guys will always get that opportunity, whoever you are. Just keep grinding.
And coach, I'll be at game three of one of the series this weekend.
Shoot, show off.
I'll be at game three to see an old friend.
Will there be any pictures or any posts on the Boss Man Instagram account?
That would not happen, but just Pepsi Gale should have to see. But I was the old friend.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome, man. Enjoy, man. Look at what we're getting on the Patrick Gale show, man. JR giving us some intel and telling us that he's gonna be at game three. That's awesome.
Yes, because you know, if anybody who knows anybody knows who my old friend is, it's very visible. So because I have to have possible deniability, coach. That's what I'm gonna say.
If you're at the game, you can say he's really a friend. but just imagine, man. I mean, look how hard for 48 minutes they got to fight and play. They only get one day in between. Most people could not. Do you know how many games? Think about how many games they played for the season, and think about how many games they played in the postseason. So again.
Games.
Yeah.
Regular season playoffs, not counting preseason, five games. So probably game 100 for some people.
Listen, most people couldn't do 40 push-ups every day. Look at what these athletes have to do. And I don't want to hear how much money they get, because if you're watching and if with all the stuff going on in the world, you're worried about an NBA game, they get paid it rightfully as they should, because it's currency, energy. You're giving them energy. So don't get mad because they're performing at the highest level. So I don't believe in criticizing athletes and criticizing coaches, because at the end of the day, do what you love. And if you're not doing what they're doing, you really don't have a right to speak.
And coach, it's so for they to see for those who are trying to parse through the words and the code out here, I have friends on both rosters.
You know why, JR? Because you're a pretty stand-up guy. Because you're a stand-up guy. Like, I appreciate you coming in our school colors. And this is telling me, I just talked about energy. Look at the energy you're giving to that Ram head. You know, we appreciate you, JR. We definitely appreciate you, my man.
And it's crazy, coach. You know, we've been a Nashville guy going to Tennessee State. You got Aaron Neesmith for Vanderbilt, Luke Cornett with Vanderbilt on Boston's roster, and you got Ben Shepherd, who went to Belmont, a rival of Tennessee State's on Indiana's roster. So this is a Nashville series. And, you know, a lot of people in Nashville are very excited about seeing Aaron, Luke Cornett, and Ben Shepherd. And you can't be about, if you played in Cleveland, unfortunately, coach got fired. Damian Jones was in Cleveland with the Cavaliers. Another guy from Vanderbilt. And Robert Covington was with the 6776ers as well, Tennessee State. So that's five Nashville guys.
Nashville representing.
Yes. Well, some good runs in Nashville, coach.
I'm sorry. I'm from New York. I had you know, a former assistant from Jersey. I'll be remiss if I don't say Jersey representing. Look at Karl Anthony Towns. Look at Kyrie Irving. So Jersey's representing a little bit too, my man. Don't you know, we gotta shout out to my Northeast guys. You
yeah,
know?
Kai, Montclair, New Jersey, a town I know very well.
Yep. Jersey guy. Hey, us New Yorkers always say Jersey guys are different, but one thing they know how to do, they can play some basketball.
Hey, coach, I know about NJ Transit too. I have a little something in each door to New York. So I know all about the door.
That's right. Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. New Jersey's one of the toughest states to come out of. So I can already tell the mental toughness that players come out of Jersey that they have, man. Shout out to New Jersey. Can't say Jersey without talking about Philly and New York. So shout out to the Northeast, you know, where I'm from, where I grew up, you know, learning the game and playing the game.
Yeah, well, somewhere else is from, but denies it.
you want to bring it Nashville, so I had to big up, hey, Jersey representing too.
Hey, it's all
very
good.
Well.
It's all good, coach. We're doing big ups here, man, for sure, man. And, you know, coach, it's great, man. Summertime is here, man. You know, I'm so excited to get down there next week, you know, but enjoy this game three on Saturday, and then get ready to come to Albany and do that, man. Coach, so for you, man, when you watch these games, Coach, can you watch it as a fan, or are you watching just as a coach and looking at what they're doing? It's kind of still
a little bit. JR, I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes of what every coach is doing. I've watched every series. I'm taking notes of I can't watch it as a fan. And what I realized is, even when I was younger, I was watching it as a coach because I analyzed things. You know, I love if you talk to anybody in the NBA, what are they going to tell you they love about the playoffs? The adjustments. I can't wait to see the adjustments tonight from probably the best defensive team in the league in Minnesota, and how they're going to adjust to guard. And they actually did it in game. And how they're going to adjust to guarding Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. I can't wait to see those adjustments. I can't wait to see how Rick Carlisle is going to adjust now that he's going back home and playing against Boston. And, you know, for you young basketball players out there, when you watch basketball, you wouldn't have access to YouTube and all these things you can access and watch different clips. If you're not watching each possession over and over again, you're not learning basketball. Watch how, you know, players manipulate pick and roll coverage. Watch how players move without the ball. Watch how players utilize their jump stops and pivots and triple threats. Little things that coaches always talk about. Watch the best players in the world. And the biggest thing is watch how they finish. The difference between a high school player and a college player is a college player doesn't miss open shots and can finish in the paint. The difference between a college player and a professional player is a professional player can make, anytime they get to their spot, whether contested or not, shots consistently. So the great players, they don't miss. And then as the moment gets bigger, they get better, you know? And it's great to see. It's funny you said Ben Shepherd, TJ McConnell, guys that didn't come in drafted high or didn't come in highly touted, but made themselves better players. And you can see the work that they put in. So as coaches, we watch all of that, man. We watch how, you know, the length and how the big man and the long wings, you know, are dominating the league right now. We watch how the best point guards can not only score, but run an offense and manipulate a defense. And as the defense changes, they can adapt and change on the fly. We watch the great, I'm a New York guy, so you know I love the basketball that was played in the 90s, you know, by Pat Riley and Jeff Van Gundy. So I love the defense that's being played right now.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, my adjustment would be, I know I hate to agree with Draymond Green, but I would bench Rudy Gobert and go with Naz Reid. So I can play 1-5 on red defense, switch everything, and not have to worry about on offense them playing 1.5 men on Anthony Edwards being heavy in that gap.
I mean, JR, that is probably something that their coaching staff, I think Chris Finch is a head coach, he's definitely going to look at. But you know what? Jason Kidd is a great chess player too on the court, so I'm sure he's gonna have an adjustment for that adjustment, you know. But and again, talking about, you know, Jason Kidd, look at how he's developed his young big in Derek Lively, you know, and look at how, you know, PJ Washington looks now in the Dallas uniform, and how great. I mean, I just love to see the improvement and to see players that were in other teams. You don't know how good they are, and they get in on this stage, in this setting, and to young people out there, you have no idea how good and how hard the coaching staff and the players work to put the product that they're putting out on the floor. And then I also watch Euro basketball. I watch the African Basketball League. I love basketball. I watch anything that has high stakes and high level of you know, execution. I'm taking notes and I'm watching it. I watch the WNBA, you know. I watch women's basketball. I think some of the best coaching and sets are ran in the WNBA and on the women's side. So I'm just a student of the game, man. Shout out to Becky Hammon and the Las Vegas Aces. You watch some of the stuff that she runs, and some of the stuff that those young ladies execute, brilliant.
No doubt. And then Ace is coming to play the Atlanta Dream here really soon after
You
you.
know what's crazy, JR? I don't want to get you in trouble, but what did I one thing that I asked you, the only thing that I asked you is what?
We need to go to a dream game.
And that's why. So I just let the secret out the bag. Why? Because I love the stuff that the WNBA, the sets that the WNBA teams run. I think they have some of the best coaching on the planet.
And coach, we gotta get. I know you might not want to. You get you a Gateway Center double cheeseburger. You will love it, coach.
You know, I've been blessed to have been, you know, there, and so I kind of know what you're talking about.
They
And
be hidden, coach.
the food there is on point. But I mean, you know, what can I say? You know, what city you representing, JR?
Atlanta.
There you go. There
Camp
you
Creek,
go.
baby. The
There you
airport,
go.
baby.
There you go. So I mean, that goes without saying, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach Gale's gonna be fun, man. Prospect camp
We
coming
can't
up
wait. We can't
next
wait.
week.
Can't
I will
wait.
be there. Coach will
Hey,
be there.
JR,
Art will be
JR,
there.
I'm gonna need that energy, JR. That's what we gotta give them for 2 hours. I need that energy. Need that energy. Let's go. Let's
Coach,
go.
I'm gonna tap into Coach McHenry, but without
Hey,
him
I
to
need
cook
that
up a
Coach
language.
McHenry energy right now. Let's go. Let's go. You know what's funny? And I know we're ending, but you know what's funny? I'll be harder on you and the coaches than anybody. If you see a young man that's jumping off the wrong foot, or that's not catching in a triple threat, or it's not reading, or not moving out the ball, not back cutting when they're being denied on the wing. Hey, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's get better today. Get them better. Let's go. So I can't wait, JR.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to hear the coach at all. I can't wait to make an offer to you. So, folks, he heard Coach be in the show. He tried to Coach White, social media on X, ASU Golden Rams MB. Go now. Email Coach White if you have to, adrian.white@asu.edu. So, we will see you next Thursday in Albany at Prospect Camp, episode 17 of Coach Patrick Gale's show, doing big things. Coach Witt's background, stepping his game up. And we're doing it by the wizard. That's what we do, Coach.
Always a pleasure, JR.
All right, coach.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.